Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com.
And as always, this is for my...
Live from our studios in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com. Heidi is sitting here saying, is this supposed to happen? Is this music supposed to happen? And it sure is. Anyway, I am your host, John Almada, and this is Soul Stream. We ran a little a day over here because I had mom has been having a little bit of trouble. So I kind of had to kind of postpone the show 24 hours, kind of dealt with her. She's feeling a bit better, and we're going to be doing a little surgical thing, another minor surgery, end of the week, and so that's going good. Studio A, some of the things going on around here. Oop, I'm dropping my pen. Hang on a second, folks. Here we go. I am going to have to rip up the network line outside of Studio A. We've got heavy equipment coming in next week, and so I'm going to be digging like a madman. I was out chainsawing all day. Getting ready for this because our this sounds so bad on a spiritual show, but our septic system decided to go bad, and we're spending quite a few thousand dollars to have them come in and do repairs on it, this thing. So I'm going to have heavy equipment right outside the studio digging the place up, and it's going to get a bit smelly. So I am not going to do the show for about a week in Studio A because it will not be a nice place to be. You know what I mean? And so what we're going to do is I'll be retreating to Studio B and broadcasting out of there next week. So give things a chance to kind of just, you know, unsmell. And we'll do that. Anyway, tonight, I forgot to bring on my co-host. I'm so neglectful. Nancy, forgive me. Hello, dear.
You are forgiven. You are forgiven.
I love you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. And you've been busy, I've seen. Chainsawing.
Yeah. I was out stacking wood. I had a bunch of old redwood that I rescued off the side of the road, which turned out to be great for stacking wood on. So I had the chainsaw out. I was chaining and throwing things in the back of the tractor and the trailer in the back of the tractor and hauling that up and doing my stuff. And the gas mask, Castle 407. Well, John, you're doing good. No, I'm just going to stay far away from where they dig and put the sewer line in. Thank you. But I don't want to deal with the smells. And then I got to relay. The other problem I have, by the way, is I have to re-put the. I have to get a trencher and re-put the network line back in, and hope like hell the line still works, or I'm going to have to spend another $100 on a new line. So, you know, wish me well on that, guys. It's just been a lot of work going on. I actually knocked down a couple of trees. So that was interesting. I had a couple of interesting moments when one of them wouldn't fall, so I'm having to push on this big giant tree that I just cut. And finally, she decided to go down nice and easy, and so that was good. Can't burn yet. They're burning rice down in the valley. So our wonderful.
What does that smell like? What is rice burning rice smell like?
It's just a lot of smoke out, and what it is all the environmental, hee-haw people that are out there. You can't burn it, we're sending the rules. So here I am, I got all this stuff to burn, and I can't. So I'm going to have to drag a bunch of things out of the way for the construction gear. So I got to hook a rope to that and use a tractor to pull that down. So, I think it's a metaphor for spirituality or something. I think, we're supposed to clean out the system. You know, we're supposed to get rid of bad, negative things. You know,
a giant flush.
Yeah, we're gonna have this flush, and then we'll feel better. It'll be just wonderful. It's funny. I remember that scene from. Bruce Almighty, where God's talking to Bruce and he's going, some of the most spiritual people I know come home at the end of the day smelling to high heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
I think that's the truth to that. Yeah. So So it's going to be interesting around here for a bit. And I was just, while I was out there though today, it was funny. I've been seeing all the Christmas decorations. We went out shopping this morning to get food and, stock up for the week. And I suddenly realized, hey, this is my first Christmas without Dad. I mean, I didn't stop to think about that. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, this is going to be kind of a really small Christmas for us. So I'm going to kind of go all out with the Christmas deal. And drag out all the stuff. Mom was too tired to even deal with the Halloween. I'm the guy that put the Halloween together, but this time though, I'm going to go all out and make that happen. Maybe try to get a few people over too. We'll have a party or do something. But we've got to deal with that. I mean, and Heavenly, I think he is going to be there. He's been around a lot. It's funny. I was saying last week we had the sighting where I looked up, saw a man go by right by the hallway, and I jumped up, thought we had an intruder, and it was Mom just thinking about that. And here the mind lamp turns perfect shade of purple, very high spirit.
There you go.
He walked right by, and I just happened to catch him as Mom was thinking about him. So he's keeping an eye on her, and with all the recovery stuff she's going through, it's been hard on her, I'll be honest, this has been really concerning me a lot. So it's kind of why I've wanted to come back and really get into things and dig into spirituality. But I've got this thing I did with my father. I promised him I'd take care of Mom. So I'm doing my job, I get on when I can. And I'm working with spirit. As a matter of fact, a bunch of you I've been reading. I'm getting set to do readings on Monday nights for the most part. And I was supposed to do one tonight, and I didn't watch the clock, and I feel so bad. But she was really good about it. And Chips, I was going to interview Chips tonight, and we rescheduled that because I worked so hard today, I'm just wiped. So tonight's going to be an easy show, though, because we're going to be doing a whole bunch of work with on-air EVP. And I'm going to talk a little more on tonight's show about some other stuff that I think is really interesting and wanted to get your perspectives. And a lot of you are calling in. I think some of you think I'm going to be doing mediumship readings, and I'm not doing mediumship tonight. So we're going to be doing EVP, on-air EVP. So, and holy crap, a lot of you dialed in. Nancy Hill, there's a lot of people dialed in here.
I know. They said I was going to do readings tonight, but I'm not going to do readings tonight.
Oh, you offered to do readings?
No, I did not. They were talking about me in there before, saying who's going to do reading, and they said, "Well, Nancy, Carrie said Nancy's going to do the readings." No, Carrie, I'm not.
Well, you know, it's funny. I'll tell you what's funny is I've been getting a lot of direction from the other side right now, you know, just kind of on a different topic, you know, dealing with mediumship. My system is evolving, and they've been really pushing me to do a model of how they want me to, when I'm doing my writing, I've got to develop a new template. And it's like the old system, but it's giving me something more that I can look at with my eyes. I think they're trying to help me get better at sensing the different you know, personalities coming through. And I'm a decent medium, you know, for the most part, but there's always room for improvement, and that's what they're doing. And so I've got this really cool thing. I'm going to I've got a prototype of it, and I'm going to try it out probably in the coming week on some people when I'm doing readings privately, and then also, you know, on air. And once I get it into a kind of a neat final form, I'll do a little more professional layout of it, make a bunch of templates of it, and then I'll probably put one out on Facebook and show you guys actually what I use, because this thing is really turning into something. Because I don't only get just you know mother and father, but I get children, I get pets, I get aunts and uncles and where they fit, and I always have trouble finding out where to put them. And it's funny because one of the things that's been happening over the past year with the infrequency of the show, you know, where I've had to kind of deal with all the other life issues going on, is I started where I'd get like somebody, you know, who was like a father. Let's say it was a father's side. And it was really the mother. It was coming through for the mother's side for like an uncle or an aunt. And but I would get the name right, you know. So there's just a lot of fine tuning I have to do, you know. You just got to keep working it. So I got that going on. But you know, I'm going to. Three of you have your hands up, so I'm going to do that right around, I guess, about 10 o'clock. So we got about 15 minutes. I know. So we'll dive in about 15 minutes into doing some of that. So if you guys can hang in there and just listen in there, we'll do that. Oh, my God, I forgot to read off who's in the audience. Oh, Nancy. Nancy, come in, Nancy. All right.
Okay, all right. We have tonight, of course, John. Then we have Becky Bright, Castle 407, Kathy, Clara Normal, Debbie Wells, Elmar. Are all is that one? Sorry.
Errol Asia.
Okay. Heavenly Heathen, Heidi, Helen, Indigo Patty, Mary Lou, Mediumship, Me, Selena Ayers, and Carrie. Hello.
And we have guests 9440, 9475, and 9623. You are all from France.
And I left those for you.
Yeah, I know. I have to do that. It's sort of a tradition.
You're all from France. We are Thermians from the Cleptu Nebula. Remember that from Galaxy Quest?
Yes.
I like those. They were kind of nice octopus, you know, people.
No.
I know. Yeah.
I have my cat over here who is, I don't know if I should describe this, but she's got one of her back feet up on the keyboard, tail wrapped around my wrist. She's sleeping. She must be comfortable.
I like cat. I'm a cat person myself. You know, I mean, I love dogs. You know, don't get me wrong, but there's just something about a cat. Cats are like, they can take you or they can leave you, but when they love you, it's like complete. You know, and you know they really want to be there. A dog, you know, it's kind of like, food. Hey, you know, bacon strips. A cat is going to look at you and go, I'm going to decide what I'm going to do with you today because I own you. You don't own me.
They're very, very independent. They are. I kind of like that.
Yeah, I like that too. Yeah. I mean, when they just open themselves up to you, it's a very beautiful energy, you know. But all pets are cool. You know, I love my little Samantha. She's a little black cat. And she just, she was really abused when she came to us. She actually escaped an abusive situation and came to us and then just chose us. And we've taken care of her. We've had her 7 years now, and she's just a doll. And what's funny is now she runs right up to me, and I'll pick her up, and she wants a loved, you know, her lovin's. So I pick her up and throw her over my shoulder, and she sits there and slobbers on my shoulder. And I'm petting her, and I got a big shoulder full of drool, but it's cat love, you know what I mean? And then she brings, like, the half-eaten creatures to the door, you know. Of course, I'm going, yum, you know, so that in the microwave. Yeah. Anyway, hey, you know, how many of you are, and I'll throw this out in the chat, let's try that again, the rented bits. How many of you are looking at this whole bit with 2012, the end of 2012, December 21st, 2012? It's all supposed to end. Something is supposed to end. You know, the Mayan calendar is coming, and all these strange, you know, strange discussions about, is it really destruction? Are we all, you know, at midnight on December 21st, Yule, 4 days before Christmas, 5 days before Christmas, we're all going to die in a flaming pyre? I don't think
so.
Yeah, that's going to be what happened. And it's funny, I'm reading a book here, and I'm about a quarter of the way, about a quarter of the way through. It's by a guy named David Wilcock, and he writes a book called The Source Field Investigations. And this guy, I ran into him because my guides have been really pushing a bunch of work that I'm doing with doing more spiritual development. And I think this is like a big deal. He is really big on talking about how through all of history, even going back into the ages before we had writing, and even some of the technical civilizations that we know existed before we came along. Yes, folks, we're not the first ones. You know, there were other ages where there was electricity and flying things, and you know, and if you don't have to look too far, if you look at the back, a lot of the old literature, like, you know, if you go back to India and some of the talk that they had of different things that flew in the air, they called them vimanas, I think that is what it was, or you find some of the actual golden flying airplanes that look just like jet airplanes that in South America that actually could fly. And they took one of these and actually modeled an actual aircraft off of it, and it had some excellent aerodynamic qualities. And this was found in a South American pyramid. And so, I actually saw the YouTube video, and it was just amazing. So I mean, what I'm saying is, with regard to all this, though, with the 2012, is I think it's more of a spiritual transformation is going on. And I think that a lot of us who are aware are, you know, can see this stuff going on. You know, I mean, Nancy and I were talking a little bit before the show, and a lot of people are really worked up with a lot of tension. I mean, and look at all the stuff going on with the election. You know, people are just at each other, and you're hearing terrible things being said on both sides, and people are just acting nuts. You know, and it'll eventually
die down. And the economies. I mean, just globally. Everything is like in the toilet, you know, and I think that, you know what, I've often wondered if all this talk about 2012 is nothing except a pile of crap to get everybody riled up and start generating a lot of negative energy, which would cover every single topic, whether it's politics or economics or whatever, you know, because that kind, this negative energy is so global and it's so all over. It, you know, it permeates every single facet of anybody's life. It's not just one thing that I kind of start wondering, you know, are we all getting caught up in all this?
Well, you know, there is some such thing as self-fulfilling prophecy, but, you know, I honestly, I look at the number of strange events that are, you know, like the galactic alignment that is going to happen. I mean, that's a fact that there's going to be this thing that happens only every so many, you know, 25, 29,000 years, you know, with the precession of the Earth. That this will happen and the alignments, the way it all works out. You know, the other things that are going on, you know, strange changes in our weather patterns, all these things seem to be happening at the same time. And here's the kicker, you know, it all seems to be coinciding with the level of awareness and knowledge that human beings are gaining, while at the same time they're losing spirituality and connection in connection to God, essentially. And whatever their religious beliefs are in a whole other area. I mean, you know, look at all the, I mean, you know, the whole thing, right, with the Middle East, you know, they're really religious to the point of extreme, and they're like taking total offense at where we're going. We as a culture in the West are, you know, looking at religion in quite a bit of our society is looking at it and saying, oh, this is a bunch of BS. You know, everything is, you know, we're rational people and we have to do everything rationally, you know, which is also a bunch of horse, you know what. And, you know, the answer is usually somewhere in the middle. And the thing I'm finding is that, you know, there was something very wise written, and I don't know who said this, but, you know, if it was a question of what's the best religion. And it was, John Edwards. John Edward got this from somebody, and I read it in his book. And it was interesting because he was asked this question during a read. That's it, what it was.
John, a lot of people in the chat are saying that they lost sound a lot.
Is it?
It must be BTR because I'm on Skype.
I've got connection. I don't see anything.
Oh, wait, Kathy's back. She's got sound.
Sound is back. Okay. Something happened on Blog Talk. Well, we'll tell you what.
Yeah.
We'll. Is everybody starting to hear?
Yeah, they're coming back.
Okay, so
they refresh.
Where was I?
Everything.
We were talking about the whole thing with John Edward and Spirit. God darn, I lost track of what I was saying. We were talking about the whole thing with John Edward and something. Help me, guys. I can't remember what I was saying.
I don't know.
It was. What it was the all the different religions out there, and John Edward had what was the best religion posed to him, and his guides came through. This is where this came from, and the his answer was very intriguing because what he said was, what's the best language? And they, you know, and everybody was kind of left to ponder. And he was saying, you know, they all lead to the same place. They all serve a purpose leading to the same thing, communication for language.
Yes.
Religions all lead to the same source, to God. And, you know, and it's how you, your traditions, your particular culture evolve these things for a reason. But you're all of the source. That's what's interesting in this book on, you know, the source field investigations that I'm reading, is so there's a real spiritual undertone, and there's so much technical information now that's starting to come out about how correct these views are of you know, there's a spiritual component to the universe, the way it works, and here's the kicker. One of the things that he's talking about in here is that, you know, when we manifest negative thought, when we manifest negative things, they come to us. And when we manifest good things and we're thinking happy thoughts, these things also come to us. And I could not help but notice, you know, here it was some weeks ago, you know, you and I both were talking about Sandy, that, you know, we're trying to figure out who Sandy was, and Sandy turns out to be this superstorm. And it all, you know, and here's this election going on, and all these terrible things are being said in negative energies coming right at the heart of our nation's political center. And boom, this storm comes zeroing right in for it, you know.
Yep.
And it's like, talk about a metaphor. And I really think that there was something to that. But, you know, the neat part, Carrie says a lot of David Wilcox books are on YouTube as audiobooks. Yeah, get out there and check this guy out. I mean, he's got a lot of neat things to say. And he's also, you know, there's something that I'm following that I'm not going to advocate that this is a medical thing you should do. This is purely my decision because I did the research. But he has a section in the book where he's talking about calcification of the pineal gland. And for those of you know what the pineal gland is that it's a small gland just outside of the brain. That's it's the third eye. And it turns out that a lot of like fluorides and things that we use in water and also in toothpaste and things like that are really bad for us. And they accentuate calcification of the pineal gland, which is like removing your connection to source. So he was showing different techniques and different supplements you could take that would help with that. And one of these is a particular type of oil that I found that I went ahead and picked up some. And oh my God, the difference!
What's it called?
It's a form of oil that is picked up from a type of shark, and it's called skate oil. They're like a related to a shark. And it's from the particular substance I'm getting is from and these skates, they're caught up by Alaska. So
is it like skate?
Yeah, skates. They're like a stingray. You know, they're kind of like that. Yeah. And there's another related fish, and this sounds terrible, but they're called rat fish. And my grandfather, I actually went out on a boat with my grandfather in Puget Sound years and years ago. He had his own fishing boat, and we went out fishing, and we were catching rat fish, which are basically a type of shark. And he would boil them down and turn them into the absolutely the finest oil you could imagine for lubricating anything. And once this stuff got in there, it just, you know, you could pour it into your transmission and use it as transmission fluid, and it would totally protect your car. I mean, this is how good this stuff is. But guess what? It also is this amazing substance that you can actually consume. And this was the take that in the book that he recommended. And I did some research on it, looked at it, and thought, well, what can it hurt? I'll give it a go. And I've noticed in the past week and a half to 2 weeks that I've been taking this that there's some strange things going on. I'm noticing in the daytime all of a sudden I'll feel like crown chakra just opens up, you know, and then I'll feel my third eye kick on, and I'll ask my guides, what's going on? And they're going, we're working on you. You're doing everything right. You're doing what you're supposed to. And they're the ones that brought me this book. I mean, this is the neat part. I mean, I was sitting here, you know, I was saying, okay, I'm getting ready to get into writing the book. I'm getting ready to do all this neat stuff. And I'm needing just a little bit of help with what you think, what's your opinion on what are the sources and what are the knowledge do I need to be working with? And they said, let me tell you what you need. And all of a sudden I'm doing searches and finding, suddenly I would see things in Google and go, oh, what's this? And it would be just highlight for me. And I would go, I need to follow that. And I'd research it, and it would lead to another thing that was really important. And I would it just all came in all at the same time. In a matter of like 3 days, I was totally on this whole new, you know, course. And so I'm finding, you know, there's just so much out there, though, you know, about that's actually really positive with regard to this kind of knowledge. I mean, if you read this guy's stuff, you're going to be blown away. I mean, because there's strong technical evidence of these past civilizations that were highly spiritual, way more advanced than us in terms of their connection to spirit and having high technology and being able to make it all work. And then these various ages of humankind that have come and gone, and it's part of the natural order, and we're going through that same thing. And as much as they would like to think that they're running the world, you know, Mr. One World Government out there thinking they're running all that, that's nice, wonderful, yeah, nice try, guys. But
so,
eventually, this is all going to be, you know, sky bosses running the show. Let's put it that way, guys.
So, John, is this oil expensive? It's real expensive, and do you need to ingest a lot of it, or what? Because there's questions going on about that.
Oh, yeah. What it is yeah, I see the link, Green Pasture. It's a skate liver oil, and I'm trying mm-hmm. I'm just taking two tabs a day and giving it a go. Now, I am going to say I am not a doctor. I am not going recommending to any of you. This is just I'm telling you what I'm doing, and I'm giving it a go just to see. And I'm noticing some interesting effects. And it really is. No, I'm not drinking it. I got the actual pill form, and so I picked it off of Amazon. And it's and you know, and it's funny, it's because I you can actually take other types. I take fish oil, quite a bit of Alaskan fish oil, same kind of thing, but there's just a slight difference in there in this particular substance. There's something in this skate oil that's a little different, and when I take it, it smells awful. It really does. I take it and I go, I'll just go, throw the water down and really swallow it. Then I go grab a coffee and slam a coffee down behind it and chase it with that to get rid of the taste. It's got a really fishy thing smell to it. But
makes you want to bite into a lemon.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's not something you would just bite onto and go, oh, this is good. But I really do find that there's something going on here that's beneficial. They're also talking about a I see that, Carrie, thanks. They're talking also about that there's a land component of a different type of oil that you can get that does the same exact thing. And what was it? It was butter oil. From butter. Yeah, and it has it, and what they think this substance is actually vitamin K that is causing this in relation to all the other complex substances in the oil. From either the butter or the you know, skate oil, ratfish oil, you know, kind of one of the two. So there's really something that's going on here. I mean, you know, and for this guy to write this stuff and then you know, and then I check it out, you know, and I was skeptical. I thought this isn't going to work, you know, but I'll give it a go. But the guy was writing such good stuff and it was so factual. And when I checked the sources, everything was checking out. I thought I'd give it a try. So. It's not done yet. I'm not going to say that I think that this is going to turn me into super medium, you know, but I'm, you know, trying to follow up on ways to grow my own capabilities and continue improving on what I do, you know, and go from there. Happy birthday.
I could back you up. Oh, Bree, yes. Happy birthday, Bree.
I wish I could play a song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Bree. How are you doing?
She's a wonderful girl.
Whoa. Did I lose the show? Hello?
I don't know. Hello?
Oh, you came back. She's such a, and then I heard an echo and it was gone and you were like, where'd you go?
Oh, I don't know where I went. I've been here the whole time.
Well, your voice went away. Trust me, you're back now. But anyway, yeah,
okay,
Bree. Happy birthday, Bree. No, she's not old. Oh, wait a minute.
No.
Bree said that. She is not old. She's like a little Montana hottie.
Yeah, you're not old.
She's a Montana hottie up there, and
she's going to be a
Montana.
Pixie forever.
Yeah. She's always
yeah.
got the newest profile pictures on Facebook. I get a kick out of her. Oh, she's 12. She's 12 years
According
old.
According to Chris.
No, Bree, you look older than that. You're like, what, 17, 18 years old? Yeah, you're like really old. I can tell you about old kid. Yeah, I'm in that 53 thing going on, you know, going on 22.
But, you know, going back to what you were talking about all this oil and the calcification of the pineal gland, I've been reading an awful lot prior to what you just said about fluoride. And the fluoride that they put in our water is not even pharmaceutical grade. And it's got
yeah.
a lot of other crap junk in it, like benzene and a lot of things that are carcinogens.
That's absolutely right.
Really,
yeah.
You know, you don't need to ingest fluoride. If you need fluoride for your teeth, you can put it in your toothpaste, but basically that doesn't really do anything anyway. That's just a bunch of BS that was shoved down our throats. It does nothing for you. It does nothing for you.
I've even taken the step of, you know, I went in and looked for toothpaste that didn't have fluoride, you know, and that's a pretty call.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But I found some, and you know, and I'm using that, and I'm even considering maybe backing off of that because there's some chemicals in there that I'm looking at, going, what is that? And something that they used to
what
use
about the
way
good
back.
Old Arm and Hammer. Arm and Hammer.
Well, I was thinking of going with Arm and Hammer, and then I was looking at going with sea salt. You know, good old fashioned sea salt, and doing that.
Yeah.
And I continue my saga with leaving the bread behind, and I'm doing pretty well. The weight loss has slowed, and I'm definitely in kind of a holding pattern. But I'm eating the outside of the store. You know, I'm not getting many products from the middle of the store. I'm eating natural things that are called food. cheeses and meats and vegetables, lots of vegetables. We're pushing a lot of that, fruit, that kind of stuff. You know, what a concept, eating actual food. So my body, I mean, they're working on me to do all this stuff, and then now they're amping it up with the supplements changes. And I'll tell you guys what's going on with it as this whole experiment continues, you know, but I know I'm cutting into our reading time with all that, but man, I mean, this has been like a big deal. You know, I'm just seeing that there's really some interesting things that are coming out of this work. The book, by the way, I've already done a couple of interviews. Rebecca says that I shop that way too, outside of the store. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's just the right way to go. You know, just go to the outside of the store, stay with all the fresh stuff. You know, stay away from the ice cream and the other stuff. It ain't that good. Make your own ice cream. There you go. You know, get the milk and then get the ice cream maker and then throw a little real sugar, not the negative stuff like aspartame. Oh my God.
Oh God.
That's not even real.
That's, all that is waste material from E. coli bacteria.
Yeah, the notion that you can actually get, you know, that the human being is evolved to be able to handle some of these substances is like, huh? Yeah, that's crazy. You know, but yeah, the book though, is coming along. I'm 34,000 words in now on about 100,000 word book. But I'm doing interviews and so the writing pace is slowing a bit while I'm doing the interviews. So, a couple of you I've interviewed already. I've got several more in the coming week. And throughout the month, there'll be much more of those, in the can. And I'm doing those, and then I'll have to actually have some time, during some stormy nights, I'll be playing those and then furiously writing. And so I'm writing about the readings, all the readings that we did for you guys, through the last, 3 years we've been on. And I was surprised. I mean, I could not believe how many shows I've done. I actually downloaded them all because another show host actually had her show, I won't say who it was, but had her show disappear, just to say nicely, and all her shows went away. And I thought, you know, just to be safe, you know, a very good idea to back up all my shows. And then I did a count, and I went,
wow.
Holy crap, I've done a lot of shows. And so, I'm going to be going back and pulling word for word some of these readings and looking at what we did with all of this. The goal is first draft end of the year, you know, get that done. Second draft by end of January and final draft at the end of February, and then post to Amazon as a Kindle book. So, we'll see how it goes. I'll even pay to have a few, you know, print copies made so I can pass them out to special friends and people who've been around, you know, so, some of you out there are going to get a copy from me. you know, of that. And who knows, if it sells really well, maybe one of the Seven Sisters, as they say in the publishing world, will come calling and want to do a much bigger print thing there. But we'll see how that goes. Yeah, I'll do a, yeah, Helen, I'll do a signed copy. So anyway, it's going well. The other thing that's going on is I'm doing the readings, practice readings for my, because I'm going to get my business license and kind of go into this, professionally, and charge a very nominal rate compared to some of the other ones out there. But what I'm planning to do is just, I really want to see where this goes. And so right now what I'm doing is, I think it's Monday nights, 7 o'clock. Yeah, Monday nights at 7 Pacific. I'm doing readings for an hour with people who I've set up time with already. And I've almost filled it up to the end of the year. There's a lot of folks that want to be read. And so I'm just testing what my protocols are going to be. And so the first ones, I think I've got one tomorrow. I've got a kind of an early start on one tomorrow, and then after that, it's going to start, going forward. So that's going on. I'm sorry, I'm just kind of wandering all over the place. But are you guys having fun, Nancy? Are you having fun?
I think they are.
Yeah.
I'm having
okay.
fun.
All right. So yeah, it's just a lot of neat stuff going on. But I wanted to say we'll do some of the, I'll go ahead and start some of the reading work here. But if you want to call in and just talk about 2012. Feel free, we'll pop that on and have some discussions about what you think. Squirrel. What the heck is a squirrel? Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Yeah. Squirrel meat is good, right? Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm trying to read in whatever the hell that squirrel comes.
I don't know.
House squirrel tonight. Squirrels and beer. Oh, Scott's here. Okay. Gasp. And we're going to be having Scott on November 18th, by the way. He's going to be on the show. And I've got Tim. Tim is going to be on from, I can't remember his name and his group, but he's going to be on the 11th. And we're going to be doing the Sunday shows again. Yeah, Tim Zuhl. He'll be on.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing the Sunday shows again starting, I think, week after next. We're going to get back into Sunday shows in a big way. So winter's here, and I'll be hopefully I won't be dealing with smelly, icky things outside, and I can focus on doing all this fun stuff with you guys in the studio. So anyway, let's go ahead and answer the phone here. I've got one caller left who wants to be read. So they're 920, you're on Soulstream. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
And I am from Wisconsin.
Okay. What can I do for you?
Well, just something general.
I'm not doing mediumship tonight. I'm going to be doing EVP reading. And so, and what it is this is the ability to have spirit actually talk to you directly.
Oh, wow.
And what it is I have a FM radio that I use, and I have a whole technique that I've worked out for a couple of years now, all because of Kathy in the audience. She's out there. Kathy's Distant Echoes. Kathy Bradshaw pushed me into this. It's all her fault. But what it is that we have you ask a couple of questions, and I will do a countdown to start it off. Then I'll say, I'll tell you to go ahead and go, and you'll have a couple of short questions, okay, of whoever your loved one is that you want to speak with.
Okay.
And then the way it works is and the thing I warn you to do is, so that we and this is for all the other people calling in after, is what we do is try not to run on with a question. So think of a couple of questions that you want to ask somebody, and you can even say their name. You can call out to them and see if they're going to come through for you. Sometimes we get them. Sometimes we'll get somebody we didn't expect, but we always get a voice. We get something. So keep it down to about 10 to 15 seconds on the question, and then I'll just go silent and tell me like you're done and ready. And then there'll be static in the background. So you're going to hear static from the radio as we're going through the whole process. Then when I kind of feel like it's done, I'll say next, and you'll have your second question. And we'll just repeat the process. And then when you end your question, just go silent. Make sure you don't fidget around or make any noises. And that's something that happens quite a bit, and I have to filter those out. And the way this works is, once you're done, I have a I'm running an MP3 recording, and then I go ahead and I run some processing techniques to pull the voices out of the background, and then we'll see what we get the answers, and we run through an interpretation process. So, you think you're up for it?
Yes.
Okay, so you got somebody picked?
Yes, my husband.
All right, so I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and put the FM on. Okay, we got a little bit of static there. That's good. I'm going to run a check recording before I start. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and let's play that.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, that's good. Get rid of that. Okay, I'm going to count, do a 5 count, and when I tell you, and make sure you speak up a little bit, okay? Because I'm going to.
Okay.
So don't just talk softly and talk, you know, really kind of talk like I'm talking. So I'm going to do the 5 count, and when I say go, you ask the first question, go 10 to 15 seconds, then go silent. And when I say next, then do your second question, and then I'll finish it out. So here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hap, I want to know if you agree with me to go on and do something different in my career.
Next.
Hap, I want to know if you think I should stay in my home or move.
Okay, we got 39 seconds on that. Let me go back and I'm going to run I got to run a couple of bits of processing here to get it going. And what I use is I use a program called Audacity that comes in and does a whole bunch of processing work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I picked you up in this. Okay, I'm going to have to figure out why that happened. So your voice didn't come through, and I'm going to pick up, I kind of marked the points where I saw it, and you were pretty short on your question, so that's pretty good. So what I'm going to do, yeah, there's where I did next, so I'm going to kind of take it out to about 10 seconds out and run, I'm going to run that up a bit. Now, while we're at it, this is the part where I ask about your husband and stuff. What happened with him, and how long has he been passed?
He passed away from cancer, and he's been gone since 2001.
Okay, so he's been on that side a while. And the mind lamp, I have a quantum device called a mind lamp, and it's just sitting here, a perfect shade of blue, which is very highly spiritual. So that could mean something, because it doesn't always do that. Usually, and it fluctuates different colors. Usually it's just sitting there white, and then when I go to do things, it starts reacting. Okay, mm-hmm. Now what I've done is I've taken the sections that I think, I got to find out why your voice didn't come through on this, because I thought I had everything going. So we'll get that dealt with. But what I do know is I picked the points where I know you weren't speaking, but that there would be answers coming through. And so
okay. We'll
just, we can make this work. I've done this a lot. So what we always tend to get is we'll get some interesting voices, and I am pretty good at interpreting this stuff. It may not sound normal to you, but anyway, so he was, you know, he passed in 01 of cancer. Did he come around afterwards? I mean, did you feel him around after he passed?
I felt my father more than I think my husband. It was pretty numb after my husband passed away.
After your who? Oh, after
I was
husband?
Pretty numb after my husband passed away. I felt my dad more so, I think, after he passed away than my husband.
I mean, why do you? I mean, so it, you were just so, I mean, I'm trying to find the right words here, but I mean, was it a long illness and you were just really wiped out for, afterwards, or is it
actually
was just,
it was a very short illness, and yeah, it took everything out of me.
Yeah, I know I know what you're talking about, because you know, when my father passed this year, I mean, we went through 5 years, you know.
Yeah,
so.
I wanted to say I was sorry about that. I saw that on your website. I'm very sorry.
It, you know what, all of these things happen for a reason, and it's surprising when you look at it after years of that being, after years of that having happened, you know, all those years ago, for you, and then looking at it from this side of things after 6 months or so, you know, I mean, actually it's what, 10 months it's been. I'm getting a different perspective of it, because there's so much that he did just by having this that changed everything. I wouldn't be doing this work if it hadn't been for his illness, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I have my father to thank for that, and I look at it as a gift, you know, because
right.
this work has changed so many lives and done so many things, you know. My own, most of it. I mean, I've learned so much about the world because of my father's death, you know. And I look at it, and you can feel bad about stuff, or you can look at what the gift is, you know. And that's what I think. I think your husband in your particular case, I think there's something very special in that, you know, that remains to be found. So this is the stuff where this stuff tends to come out. You know, we'll get these really interesting messages that'll come back when we have somebody like a spouse or a child, you know, that comes through for a parent, or for a parent, you know, or the child just trying to reach their parent. I mean, some amazing stuff happens. So we'll just see what we get here. And now the deal is we don't know how they do this with the electronics. We just know that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a form of on-demand EVP that not a lot of people do. I kind of got into it. Kathy kind of led me into it in early 2010. And I did, and I started playing around with it. And the more I did, the more strange things happened. And then I had I did one recording where a bunch of angels showed up and said some really big things, and that changed it all. And then everything went crazy from there. So, okay, I'm almost done here. We're going to start interpreting.
Sure.
I'm finishing the last noise removals, and I think I'm starting to see some good patterns here. What happens is and so you know what I'm doing. I'm washing out all the static, and when you wash that away, you start getting voices. Now, I did your section from I guessed about 10 seconds that you were talking, and then when you stopped, I started at 10 seconds. So I'm just going to run a check here, and I'm going to listen to a repeat of between 10 to 12 seconds and see what we get. Here we go. Okay, let me check that again. Your name is Amy?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right, I'm just making sure, because I'm hearing some interesting vocalization. I'm going to run one more noise removal just to make sure I got it out of there. This is just a little bit. It was just a little bit too much static for me. And I'm going to amplify that again. Okay, here we go. Let's see if this makes it a little better for me, because I could hear a voice in there, but I wasn't sure. Okay, 10, just slightly before 10 to just slightly before 12 seconds. Here we go. Okay, that says go carefully. Your first question, since I don't have it on the audio, the first question, what was it you asked, so I have that?
If I should leave my current career and go for something that I'm passionate about.
Okay, leave current career. Okay, so we got that. And he's saying go carefully right off the bat. And here we go with the second pulse here. I tend to read in two-second bursts on these because it takes a little bit of really hard listening to get, you know, pull this out. So here we go at 11.5 to 13.5 seconds. Here we go. That is a male speaking, so definitely male. I mean, are you hearing that? And it sounds like, I mean, are you hearing that voice?
Me?
Yeah.
I can hear something in there, but I can't define what it is.
Okay. What I'm hearing, I'll vocalize kind of what I'm hearing. I'm going to play it, and then I'll repeat along with it so that
okay.
you kind of can pick up on what's going on. So here we go.
Okay.
I'm just going to get it going, and then I'll just chime in, and we'll play two or three iterations of it. Here we go. You'll probably go slowly. You'll probably go slowly. So he's saying you'll probably go slowly.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's advising, be careful, is what I'm
mm-hmm.
kind of getting here. So let me go to the next, and there's a big burst of discussion here from 14 to 17 seconds, and I'm going to have to be, I'm looking at this one, and I'm not sure what we're getting here. So I'm going to take it from 14 to 16, and we'll just see what we get. Here we go. So I'm going to try reversing it. There's something called reverse EVP. And sometimes when spirit speaks, we don't know why this happens, but we'll get these things in reverse. So let me just see what happens when I do that. No, that's not it. It was right. He was speaking correctly. So let me go back to 14 to 16 and see what we get here. Oh, my God. I get it. I'm with the family. I'm with the family. He's very emphatic. At the very, that last kind of kick up in the volume, he's saying, I'm
uh-huh.
with the family. So, I mean, he's with you. He's talking about being with it. He's more worried about you knowing that he's around. 16 to 17.5, final part of that first question. I'm not sure what that's. I'm going to guess on that one, but if I had to say, I'd say, let me out of here. Let me out of here? I think he's a kind of a joke. I think he's joking. Let me out of here, if I had to read that right. Okay, second question. You were talking about what? What was the second question?
If I should stay in my house or move.
Okay. Okay, so I'm writing that down. All right, we're going to start the second set here. And I took it from my point at 18 seconds when that first question ended and I said next. So I gave you 18 to 25 seconds, and you were really good about keeping the questions short. So I think I'm pretty confident we were at the point where he would be answering. So I'm going to take it. This is an interesting start. 25.5. I'm going to take it to 25.5 to 28 seconds. So let's see what we get here.
Okay.
No, you know what? I gotta process that just a little more. I'm gonna go ahead and compress that one more time and bring that up. Then I'll just run noise reduction. There was just a little too much static. I haven't done this in a while, so you gotta kind of relearn it once you get away from it for a few months.
Well, I think it's very interesting.
It's definitely different. You have to develop a kind of an EVP ear, is what I call it. And a lot of people who do EVP, like what I'm doing, know what I'm talking about. A lot of people go, that doesn't sound like anything. And yet when you start getting the cadence and you start recognizing the language that's being spoken in it, you just are blown away. Some EVPs,
right,
though, are absolutely clear, and you know people will hear them. And we've had that happen on the show repeatedly, but this is pretty typical. You know, this is like where I'm having to really work at it to pull out what they're saying. So I've got better. I did a little more washing to bring it out, and it's at 25.5 to 28 seconds. This looks a little better. So let me see what we got. Male, definitely male. I mean, and I'm hearing better vocalizations here than the first time. Sometimes they won't answer their question directly, and they can get evasive because they're not wanting. I'll say this much: what you were looking for was advice from him, right?
Right.
And what'll happen is they're going to cross over. They're on that side, and they're bound by certain rules that they're going to be basically saying, you know, I could tell you a lot of what's going to happen, but I can't. I can give you some ideas. And they're kind of telling you you're on your own. But he's going back to this question of the family. And so
uh-huh.
I'm just going to – and he's really wanting you to know he's around you.
Okay.
I'm going to play it back, and I'll enunciate a little bit. We'll stay with the family. We'll stay with the family. He's talking about the family. We'll stay with the family. So, I mean, interesting here. 28.2 seconds or so to 31. This is a bit of a long one, so I'm going to see what I get. Here we go. Part of the world? You're in Wisconsin, right?
I am.
Do you have any strange feelings today, right about now?
Do I have strange feelings?
Yeah, can I get any funny sensations around you right now? I'm asking for a reason, because you said something very interesting. do you feel any cold sensations there by any chance? Just wondering.
Not really, no.
Okay. Well, sometimes spirits will just, you know, we'll be doing this and they'll go to the caller and go, they'll pop in and you'll feel, you know, your hair will stand on end. I've had all kinds of stuff happen, but he's obviously not doing this to you, but it's pretty clear what he's saying. He says, I'm standing behind you.
So oh, really?
Going, yeah. And that's a fairly common one, believe it or not. I mean, he's a pretty typical, and he's a good communicator. I mean, hasn't been too hard. I've had him way harder to read, but he's saying, I'm standing behind you. And he's really not answering your question. He's sort of more interested in letting you know that he went to all this work, you know, to connect through. He's
uh-huh.
wanting you to know he's around. And, I mean, and I'm looking at my mind lamp here again, deep purple, highly spiritual. What was his? Was he fairly spiritual? Did he have a fair belief in God?
Yes. And
okay.
So do I.
All right. Well, I really feel that he's doing, number one, the thing is I'm getting, he's very happy where he's at. He's doing fine, but he's got a lot of concern for you. He did not want to go. He had to go. You know, he had no choice in this. I mean, it was like God called him home. That was the way it was going to be. He had to do, you know, he finished his mission here, but he didn't want to really leave you. And he didn't like having to leave you behind. And so this is kind of the thing that he, this is real common with them. They're going, there's a lot of emotion for them to be able to do this and to come through to make sure you know. 31 seconds to 34. Here we go. I'm going to see what we get here. And he really was talking. He's a talker. Okay, just can you? Well, this is what being a medium does. guess what he just said? I miss you. I really had to go. I miss you. I really had to go. And so he's just he did not want to leave the Earth plane, but he had to. 34 seconds to 37, and then we have one more phrase after that. So this, I think this one's going to be interesting. Let me see what we get here. Troublesome. I'm trying to read this here. Trouble with that one. It's very strangely worded. You'll see it is why I am found, but I don't know that that's right. It's they tend to speak in musical terms. So, it seems like when EVP happens, the nature of the dimension that they're in, what heaven is like a fairly musical place. And they speak in musical cadence, and they tend to do two to 3 second bursts, and then they go into another round, and it's almost poetic. And I'm having trouble with this one, so I'm going to just go with what I got there, but I don't know what it means just yet. So we'll just kind of go on by it, and then see what we get. And the last one is only a couple of maybe a second and a half. So we'll see what we get there. And it might actually pull the rest of that prior phrase together. So let me see what I got here.
Okay.
Okay. I got that. That was fairly clear. Even though you didn't think it was. I don't know what the first one was really all about. You'll see it. It's where I am found. I think that's what he's trying to say. You'll see it. It's where I am found. So I don't know what that, if I had to guess, maybe what he's trying to talk about is he may have, I'm sorry to ask this, it's so personal, but was he cremated or was he buried?
He was buried.
Is there photos of him, or is there a place where there's a lot of his personal effects that you have in the home?
Oh, yeah.
Is there like a particular place that when you look at him, when you're thinking about him and you go over and you look at that, it's kind of a place you go when you know what I'm saying? It's not like a shrine to him, but is there a particular place that's more, when you're thinking of him, you tend to go to that place?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I'm thinking he's trying to say is that you may have some experiences with him in that spot, and he may try to come through, and he may try to make a sound, like sounds, vocalizations, and even try to manifest. My father is real famous for this little trick. We've had all sorts of stuff happen with him. He thought this was all BS, and now that he's over there, he became a real good student with learning how to manifest things and do things around the house. We've had the doors knock. We've had doors open. I've seen him go by. I mean, my mother's had all the same experiences, and he is, absolutely adamant to let us know he's okay. And we're actually fairly comfortable with it. You know, I miss his physical form, but I know he is okay, and this is what this guy is doing. But he's not worried about you with the house. He trusts you with the house. I can say this looking at this in retrospect. Now that I see the whole reading. But the final thing he has to say is, he says, Amy, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll just kind of read back now that I've got the whole note here. So he didn't really answer your questions. He was more worried about you knowing about him and how he felt about you. The only thing he said is go carefully and talked about take it slow. You know, he wants you to make, just reading between the lines, he's wanting you to take it slowly so that you're making all the best decisions. And don't be surprised if you're having dreams of him, in the middle of all this, that he may have more to say to you. So it's real common with a spousal thing where your partner will come through and they will do that. But he's saying, think it through. I'm with the family. So he's letting you know he's with you the whole way on this. And then he says something like, oh, let me out of here. I think did he have a hell of a sense of humor? I mean, was he kind
yes,
of a funny
he did.
Guy? Let me out of here. I don't like it. So, I mean, I'm kind of getting that feeling of he's just being playful with you.
He
then at the end, he says, on the second one, he says, we'll stay with the family. I'm standing right behind you. He's physically in your presence. So he's there with you, and you may want to talk with him after the show. Just speak out to him, and then just see if anything does happen, and watch for the next week, because there may be some things happening. And then he says here, I miss you. I really did have to go. I really had to go. Then he's talking about this whole thing about you'll see it. It's where I am found. And I think that he's talking about some sort of, he may try to get into contact. So look for that. But at the very end, and this is touching. Amy, I love you. So, it's a pretty, he did a really good job. He really worked hard for you to get that through. So I hope you enjoyed this. I mean, it's definitely a process.
I did immensely.
Yeah, he's a really, what I get is I get a really nice guy, I mean, was he that way with you? Was he romantic? He was real romantic with you, right?
Oh, yeah, he was the best. That's why I'm not married, or he's a hard to replace kind of person.
Yeah, I would be... I would tell you this, go through your process of your decisions with these two life events that you're working on right now, and he'll be there the whole way with you. But he's kind of putting it on you that you got to make, you're the captain of the ship now that he's kind of out of the picture per se, but he's still in the background. He's still there, part of it. And he's going to make his feelings known. I would hazard the guess that it would be a good idea for you to, you know, call in on another night when I'm doing a mediumship read, and we'll see if we can pull him through. You know, and remind me about this reading, because what will happen is I'll go, because it goes in one ear and out the other with me, and then I forget it at the end of the day. That's why I'm having to have all these people call me to remind me of the readings I've done, because I didn't write any of it down. But tonight, I'm doing summaries of these shows at the end of the show, so I remember who I read and what happened. But remind me of that so that I know, I remember this reading. Other thing is, on Facebook, do you have Facebook?
Yeah.
My show, if you want to let me, I'm going to go ahead and save this reading off. So I will send you this extract, and then also the show link so that you can download this, so you can have a copy of it, just for your records. So, if you just look for, just go to www.facebook.com/soulstreams with an S, and then you can pop a message to me, and then I'll make sure, you know, just give me your contact info, and then I'll get this to you. And
sounds
I'll send
good.
You the link for, you know, get make sure you got everything. But I'm going to go ahead and export this. Let me go ahead and make sure I save it, because I'm always terrible with that. And today is what? 11/03/12. And this is Amy from Wisconsin. And I'll save that. I always get paranoid because I want to save these for people and make sure they get them. Okay, so that is saved, and I'll make sure you get that when you contact me. And Amy, it was a pleasure working with you here.
Well, thank you very much. This was something very new and different to me.
Yeah, it's
and I think it's awesome.
What's that?
I think it's awesome.
I do too. You know what? It's funny because when they, and I'll say something here. Sometimes we'll have them where a person will do this the first time, and it's the first time for the spirit too to work with this medium. And well, not me, the medium, but this whole process. And what'll happen is they'll get better at it, and they may even start hearing the voice a little more clearly yourself, because he's really going to be able to get more into it. So it's a learning process for everybody, including them on that side too. You know, they're working hard to be able to work with our technology and make this happen. So I really enjoyed it, but thank you. Thank you for coming
on. And thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Take care.
You have a good night.
You too.
Good night, Amy.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. I'm going to leave her on. She's the 920 caller. I got a 918 caller I'm going to bring on shortly. I am going to, because my butt has gone to sleep, and I'm sure some of you probably need to go to the bathroom and do some other stuff. So I'll tell you what, guys, I'm going to play a little music, and I've got one just perfect for this kind of a thing. Karen wants to hear from her first husband. Her first one, okay. But anyway, I'm going to play a little music for, let's see. Let me find one that I think is going to give us a little time there. I got one here that's fun. So we'll be right back in 3 minutes, 18 seconds. You're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com.
Caught the like an Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian.
Family is really interesting. Your parents are so involved with each other. Wednesday, do you think like maybe someday you might want to get married and have kids?
No.
But what if you met just the right man who worshipped and adored you, who'd do anything for you, who'd be your devoted slave? Then what would you do?
I'd pity him.
Poor Debbie. She was sick.
She wasn't sick. She was sloppy.
What do you mean?
If I wanted to kill my husband, I'd do it. And I wouldn't get caught.
How?
I'd scare him to death.
No, you wouldn't. We're all very sorry, Debbie. We wish you only the best.
And that was actually meant to be played on Halloween. Had I been able to do that show, I couldn't resist. You know, she was perfect for that role at her age. It was absolutely the best of Wednesday ever. So I think her name is Christina Ricci, I think is the actress. Yeah, and she's amazing. So anyway, an ode to my favorite family, the Addams Family, and I hope that they do a new. I hope they do a new one. You know, it would be good to get them back. You know, whoever the proper actors are for that. I would like to. I just wonder who can replace Gomez now that that one actor has passed.
Caramita.
And then kissing on the arm.
He had a long black dress and a long black hair, and they were just that stare that they had. It's so cool.
Oh, man. Yeah, and yeah, what was it, the mamushka? Yeah, the two brothers. Dance the mamushka. let's see, we got 10:54. We got about 35 minutes left. We're going to go ahead and do a 918 call. And 920, Amy, I had you, if you could take your hand down on the call there, you just hit the one, I think it is, to take the hand down so that way I don't pop you back on by mistake. So there we go. Oh, you didn't have to hang up, dear. Oh my goodness, I chased her off. I just wanted her just to take her hand down. So anyway, 918, we're going to bring you on. You're on SoulStream. And what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, John. It's Debbie from Oklahoma.
Hi, Debbie from Oklahoma. You've called in before, haven't you? An awful lot. You're talking a lot of your voice. Hey, Nancy, you ever talk this way?
No, never.
No, I don't talk that way. All right. Debbie, what can I do for you tonight?
Well, if you're going to do an EVP, let's see if we can find out just who my brother is and where he is.
Who your brother is and where he is. So you want to know his name and then location. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we can put that on tap. So tell you what, let me get the software going here. Oops, this darn Unix box gets slow. Oh, that's why I already had it running. Crazy man at the helm. I hit that and it was going, I can't launch that. I've already got a copy of myself running. Oh, okay. So here we go. I'm going to go ahead and you know the deal. Five count. I say go. You do a quick question. And since I'm not getting your audio coming through on the track, I'm going to record exactly when you start and stop your questions, And then I'll say at the end of it next to go on to the next question, and we'll just repeat the process. So you know the drill, right?
Yep.
Okay, so here we go. I'm going to turn this on, and did that come on? There we go. All right, so you can hear that?
Yep, I can now, yeah.
Okay, so here we go. I'm going to do a five count. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, darn this. I gotta kill this darn thing. It's probably better I did restart it anyway. All right, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Would someone from my spirit family come and tell me what my brother's name is?
Next.
Will someone tell me where my brother is?
Okay, stop at 45 seconds. All right, here we go. First step is to go ahead and amplify everything up. And now the story of your brother, this is interesting, right? So we have a missing person, a missing brother. How's that work? What's going on with him?
I'd like to know.
Okay,
all
so...
I know is he's 12 years older than me. That's all I know.
Okay, so, I mean, Oh, you called the other night, didn't you?
I talked to you, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. Oh, I know who this is.
How soon you forget, John? How soon you forget?
Oh, dear God, I'm sitting here. Well, you should have said your last name, girl.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there like, what the hell? Well, you know that I picked up on the name. Now I'm going to be like, because I can't remember the name that I told you, but I remember it was.
Yes, you did say a name.
I've got it on a recording in my room right now because I was chatting with you on my laptop, and I recorded it. Oh, I know what I said, the L name. Yes, I remember that. Okay, so. All right, so you went from 3 to 9 seconds on your question, so I'm going to take it at 9.5 to, what is it, to 21 seconds. And I kind of go with what I feel when they're done, so I'm kind of trusting my own mediumship stuff that I do.
Uh-huh.
That's,
uh-huh.
And so I just I go ahead and amplify that. So what I'm doing right now, so he just disappeared out of your life, and so the story is that he basically up and left after a certain point, and you guys you were kind of kept out of the loop,
definitely.
What I remember of what all that was about, and it was like a big deal. And you're in like you were near a reservation, right? Yeah, that was it.
Yep.
You were near, yeah, and so you had family, Indian family. So. A lot of neat stuff there. So the whole audience is going, you know, he knows all this, but we don't. So can you give them
a
synopsis?
Oh, there's a few of them in there that do, though.
Well, so
we're
yeah,
anxious to hear.
Okay, this does seem to have quite a bit of, there's a lot of speech going on here. This is interesting stuff. I'm going to wash it one more time and then run the amplify. And I mean, have I done this for you before with this particular type of reading?
Yeah, you did. You got my dad through when you were very first.
Oh
started.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah, I'm brain dead. See, I'm sitting here. I'm stabbing wildly at controls right now. I'm trying to halfway be a medium, and I'm doing all this technical stuff too. And it's like my brain completely leaves me. So here we go. All right, that looks better. It looks a lot better. I'm Luigi Almata, and I'm doing these readings. Here we go. Right, I found I'm not Italian, I'm Swedish. That's right. All right, nice removal here. Yeah, I'm going to grab that. That looks good. This is starting to turn into something. And he has a talker, whoever this is coming through. Because we never knew who we were going to get. It could be Uncle Fred, it could be Aunt Mary, it could be, I mean, good.
Exactly.
You just don't. All right, that looks, this is some clean speech. I can tell you that right now. This is a talker. Okay, so I'm going to look for a low point here. I did the second question first because I just happened to be at that end. I kind of just go with what I get. All right, so I'm working on the first question right now, and this actually went pretty quick. Sometimes I really have to work at it to get them to. Okay, that looks a little better. I'm going to take that low point, wash it one more time. This guy is good. You can kind of tell just from the waveform. I wish you guys could see this, you know, when I do this. I should put up a video of this on YouTube so you actually see one of these readings, you know, when I'm actually working it and see what I actually get to go through to pull it through. All right, here we go. Amplification, I'll bring that up. That's 10 decibels. That'll work. Okay. Almost there. What's going on in the chat? I see a bunch of stuff happening there, my intrepid co-hostess.
They're just talking a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I saw stuff going on thinking, you know, what are they doing? Because I'm seeing all kinds of stuff while I'm... Okay, this looks nice and clean. All right, so I'm going to take it from the 9.5. And this guy, he or she... is one heck of a communicator. Mind lamp, just as I did this, mind lamp turned pink, which usually is love. So,
all right,
so this is Deb. Do you want me to say your last name or not?
Sure, you can. Everybody in there knows me.
Yeah, it's Deb Schiller. So she's on with me, and I really appreciate you telling me. Front, sitting there thinking, I know that voice from some place, but I just can't place it. All right.
Well, they can't say it's a put-up job because you couldn't even remember me.
Oh, come on. You know, it's like, jeez. And I was sitting there watching. I happened to see you while I was popping around Facebook. I was doing stuff, and you were popping in there, Skype. Yeah, you were on Skype, and
mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, I'll call her and just say hi. And then I thought, no, so I'll be bugging her. So now I'm, like, feeling bad. So here we go, 9.5 to 12.5. And let's see. So the first question was what is his name?
Mm-hmm.
And second is, where was he? Where is he? Okay, so we got that written down. Here we go, 9.5 to 12.5. Okay, I'm going to try reversing it because this could be a reverse EVP because I just cannot make sense of that. So let me just change to reverse and see what we get. Okay, I got it. He's speaking in the reverse EVP. And again, like I said, we don't know why that happens. It seems like their sense of time and their sense of order of things gets reversed And it just happens. And we get him in the field when we do paranormal investigation. I get him on the show. And and it was a weird enough that when I flipped it, it suddenly became speech. And it was like, your question is, you know, what's his name? And I told you Lawrence,
when I read
you the other day. And
yes.
He's not answering the question directly. He's saying, hey, here, Deb, behind you. Here, Deb, behind you. He thinks this is
when
funny.
When I first come in and got back on the laptop, I typed into the room, spirit is all around me. I'm absolutely freezing. I got 5 blankets on me, and I'm ice cold.
Yeah, well, he's there. You know, he knew this girl was coming. let me see what we get if I have to reverse all of them, but let me see. He's like, you know, that was maddening. I was going, why am I not getting it? 12.5 to 15.5. Let's see what we get here. Yeah, it sounds reversed. I mean, it's got that quality. I'm going to just go back. I'll just change this. Okay, I got it. You got a David in your life by any chance?
Yes.
Who is he?
David was my ex-husband.
Was he really familiar with this whole situation with you? I mean, he knew
no.
a lot.
No, David didn't, no.
How's your, and it's funny because he's talking about David. David
would be my great, great grandfather's name too.
All right.
But I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. If it's not one of these two, then there's maybe another David involved here, but here's what he's saying. He's saying you'll be thanking David. Yeah. And so I'd be on the lookout for one of the two Davids in your life or another David in the near future or, you know, possibly near future being involved in this, somehow helping you. I'm not sure what to make of that. That's interesting. But he's pretty clear. I mean, once I get the reverse thing going, I've got it pretty well figured out. Let me see what we get at 15.5 to 18.5. He's doing really good phrasing, too. He's got this this guy's got it down. You know, I remember I was telling you the other day on the phone that I felt the whole heart thing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just got a strange.
Well, now, let's see.
I don't know.
My grandfather's, let's see, on the other side of the family, my grandfather's brother was a David, but they're all crossed. Everybody's crossed. I mean, I don't know about my brother for sure.
But you're
like,
a medium
okay.
too, you know. You're a medium yourself,
yeah.
you know. And the thing is any one of them could be coming through and giving you more information on this. I mean, that's the interesting part here. I mean, this is more like a detective hunt.
But that's where I told you I didn't trust myself because it's about what I want to know. I don't trust me about me.
I'm the same way. When it comes to spirit and my own stuff, I have to have other mediums work with me because I'm like, I can't just read that and know, you know, because I don't know. You know, I have to go to a really good medium to say, you know, read me, you know. So I hear you. I absolutely hear you. But I'm absolutely clear on this. This is a David. You know, one of these Davids is going to be involved with you on this.
Okay.
Is the ex-husband David still alive?
Yes, he's in another state. Mm-hmm.
But you know, no, you're not talking with him regularly, or there's
almost no
communication.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so I would steer away from that. But I know this: there's a David that's going to be involved in this. 15.5 to 18. Here we go. I'm going to try reversing it because all of these seem to be reverse. It's like the weirdest thing. I'm having trouble with the very first enunciations, and it's like he's saying a name or he's saying something, but then there's like it's something, comma, and then it says, I left you behind, which I happen to know that he did leave you behind in that situation. So I don't know if it's like an apology or a name or what, but it's very clear on the last four words is I left you behind, okay? So he's not directly answering the name because I think he already knows that we picked up on, you know, because you had that William name is what I remember we had. And then I had the Lawrence. And so I think he's just kind of looking at this and going, I'm going to say what I have to say. You know, I don't care about the questions. And they do that a lot on this. But sometimes they'll come back with
it. Oh, yeah.
You know,
they're going to put across just what they're going to say, and that's it. You're right.
I'm going to do reverse on this before I even start, because it's like I'm, so far 3 out of 3 has been reversed, so why not the fourth one? So here we go, 18.5 to 21 seconds. Let's see what we get. Part of it, and I'm unsure. He's some spirits when they come through are they have a difficult first start when they try to enunciate the first words when they're doing this work, and so he's got a slow start on the first words sometimes, and but he's got a strong finish, and so what I'm getting at the end is catches me very clearly, catches me, and I have a feeling it has to is in reference to his leaving at an early age. And I'm not sure whether he's crossed or not because I'm not in mediumship mode. I'm in technical mode doing what I'm doing. So I'm not sure if we're talking to like a higher self or another, you know, of your brother's higher self, if he's still alive, or if he's, you know, fully crossed and is coming through. But what I think the word is saying, and is there a Tobias or anybody with a T-O type name in your family? Hello?
You lost her?
John?
John?
I was thinking, I was trying to see if I, Let me see if she comes back in. She was, what,
she
90?
She got hung up on.
Okay, let me see if I can bring her back in. 920 is, I think this might be her. Deb, is that you?
No, this is still Amy. I'm still listening.
Okay, okay, thanks, Amy.
You need 918.
Okay, let me, got it. Let me see if that's it. 918?
Here
you're,
I am.
Okay,
yeah.
There we go.
I am.
We got you back.
I heard a real high-pitched tone, and then my phone just went bleep.
That's weird that it would happen to the person I'm talking with. You know, and see, well, what I mean, did you hear what I was saying though, about catches me?
No,
okay.
By the time I dialed back in.
Yeah, he's coming back with something to, like, is there a TO name, like a Tobias or a TO name?
The T.O., I think, is Taki.
Who's Taki?
Taki is a cousin that wound up having no parents, you know, was an orphan that my grandmother raised. And she was like a sister to my dad.
Now, did she know him, your brother, in early in life?
I would imagine so. She was within a couple years of my dad's age. So,
okay. There's something here then, because he's saying Taki. It was a T.O. name, and I couldn't figure out what the first part of it was. He's like a really challenged when he first starts enunciating, and then he gets strong at the end. So it was saying like a T.O. name, and I couldn't figure if it was Tobias or. So I couldn't get the last part, but I got the T.O. part. And he's
mm-hmm.
saying, you know, if it is that, it's Taki catches me. So I don't know if that means that Taki is talking with him or knows where he's at or knows more about the situation. But that's kind of the – I mean, is Taki still alive?
Nope. Taki crossed over too. In fact, she committed suicide.
Oh, my God.
And I had the – Concerny cards out here a year ago, and I asked if Taki knew, you know, the particulars about my brother, and I got from the cards, yes, she did. But
okay,
I couldn't, you know, it's not like they just wrote it out in an alphabet and said everything, but she said yes, she knew. But see, I and my other question to her is that part of why you committed suicide? You know, that everything was too painful. And she said
wow.
yes.
So okay, if I had to read this,
he could very well be crossed over, John.
Yeah, I'm not wanting to hurt your feelings, and it's just
See, not the truth and lies hurt me, or you know, not the truth, just all the lies. That's what hurts.
I'm getting,
okay.
I'm just kind of, if I had to, I keep seeing a bottle. I keep seeing whiskey. I keep seeing drinking.
Mm.
I keep seeing alcohol.
Could very well be.
Lots
of
alcohol.
Both of our parents were alcoholics. Both of our parents were alcoholics. And I think I told you the other day that I thought perhaps his leaving may have been, you know, partially influenced due to that.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing it with him. I mean, it's like I think it carried over.
Oh,
and then
sure.
the heart,
yeah,
and then
I
think the heart thing. You know, the heart thing is really strong. I mean, I'm just seeing. Just, it wasn't a good situation. Wherever he went, this didn't work out. So I don't know what to think here. But Taki comes through, and if Taki catches me, is kind of a reference to him. And her on the other side, then, she's just saying, hey, you know, he's just saying, you know, Taki and her get together, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so, the good thing is he's coming through. I mean, let's just see what we get for the second part, which is your second question is, where is he? So we may find out more here. And these are very cleanly enunciated. So what's really interesting now, I don't know if I'm going to get reverse. Let me see what we get on this second set. This will be 29 through 31. Here we go. Okay, let me try to reverse that and see what we get. He's fully reversed the whole way through this. I mean, this is the first time I've had it where every single one of these is reverse. This guy's different. He's really different.
It's my family, son.
Yeah, he's like a completely just into that. Do you have a name Bernie in the family, or a name that sounds like Bernie?
Hmm.
Or a friend that's that kind of name? It's got a Earn, like, kind of a sound? Because, I mean, that I'm clearly hearing an Ernie or an Earn.
Mm. Well, that's my son's middle name is Ernest.
Oh, really? You, mm-hmm. Any nickname? Any nickname to him?
Mm, no.
All
his
right.
His first name's Keith, but his middle name is Ernest.
All right. Well, if I had, and you're close with him?
Yes.
So he's around you quite a bit?
Mm, well, he's in Florida right now, but yeah, we've been very close.
So he would help you to try to find if you really asked him, right? If you wanted to look for more evidence of your brother.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to just, I was having trouble with if it was Bernie. I mean, I was new in his name like that, but I think he's paraphrasing your son's middle name because he's saying, see Ernie to help with you. So, I mean, he's kind of going around the question, but let me just keep going here, and we'll just keep seeing. So he's really pushing this.
Well, then I just wonder if they're all if he's in Florida, because all of my children are in Florida.
Well, this is interesting. Let me see. Let's just keep going with it. And we got about 7 minutes, and then I'm going to roll. I don't think I have any more callers with their hands up, so we'll just go as long as we can, and then roll over a little bit if this goes into overtime. 31.5 to 33.5. Here we go. Okay, that's pretty actually easy. It's kind of weird, but it's actually fairly easy to interpret. Have you had it where you've had relatives who have passed who have come through on the phone?
Yes.
Okay. He's saying, help me pass the phone. Help me pass the phone. He's trying to, if I read it right, he may try to do some weird stuff with the phone. If he hasn't already. So I don't know about that.
I've got like super duper chills. It's like he wants to get past this phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but it's like he wants to just bypass the phone and just here.
And
it's super cold here.
Yeah. Well, it's really interesting. I mean, he completely reverses everything and we'll see. I mean, it's just strange. Let's just keep going because we're low on time. Here we go. Okay, that's not reversed yet, so let me reverse it. Thank you. very clear, easy. You're still with the family. You're still with the family. So he knows the situation. He's just telling you how everything is. I'm going to go ahead and reverse, and I'll just get through this really quick. Noise removal. Okay, go past that. All right, here we go. 36.5 to 39.5. Okay, easy, very easy. He's getting better at communicating as he goes forward. Here I am to see you. Here I am to see you. Okay, 39 points.
He's in the room with me then.
Absolutely.
I can't tell you how absolutely ice cold it is in here.
Yeah, so he's like there. 39.5 to 41.6 about. Okay, here we go. Whoops, I didn't reverse yet, darn it. Here we go. All right, here we go. Okay, he is clearly around you because he says to me to tell you, tell her he's living in here. Oh, God.
So that's why it's always the cold spot that's right behind me over my shoulder all the time. That's my brother.
Uh-huh, yeah. 41.8 to 43.6. I'll be damned. This is something. Okay, very clear, very easy. You're my dear family. You're my dear family. You're my dear family.
Yeah.
Okay. And the final one, we're 2 minutes out from the end of the show, so I just want to thank everybody while we're doing this. And I will roll out just a bit into, whoops, what did I do? Okay, here we go. Got all weirded out. Okay, so I don't know what that's doing, why that's doing, but I've still got that, so let me just try it. Okay, that was easy. Okay, he says, I miss the family. Your dear family, I miss the family. So he's just got he's really connected to you. And it's because of your search for him. I think you were the one link he wanted to hold on to, and he continues to hold on to. By the way, before we go on, I'm going to roll over, but we're at about 20 seconds out. I don't have time to thank everybody for being in, but we will be on later in the week, next Friday. And we'll see you guys later. So thanks a lot. For those of you dialed in, just stay on. We'll roll over and kind of finish this out. So, hey, bye, everybody, and had a great time tonight. Anyway, we're into overtime now, and I've got Helen's out there, got Earthbound, I can't never say that name, D-I-T, and I know it's somebody, I never can remember the name of that person. You know the one. It's a Skype thing. So, and Brightfoot's out there, Carrie's out there, so we got everybody, who's staying on. And, it's Rebecca. Yes, Rebecca. Okay, and she's fat. Rebecca was all complimentary. She's going, oh, this is fascinating. Hey, yes.
She's saying, it's me, her, me.
It's me. Oh, yes. So, Deb, I mean, what do you think? I mean, what's your feelings on this?
Well, you know, I'm always amazed at what the EVPs do anyway and what spirit does when it does come through. What is so amazing to me, though, is the intensity change. here. And yeah, I, you know, got the wrong entities a few times, you know. Knew it was family, wasn't quite sure. I always thought, you know, Dad was looking over my shoulder. And who's to say they weren't both looking over my shoulder? But when he said, you know, get past the phone, it was instant. It was so cold here.
Yeah,
he's,
I mean,
looking, he's right here on my right shoulder looking over.
Yeah, that's the neat part here. I mean, I was just, I mean, it was like electric for me. I mean, I've never had one ever fully reverse. I've had them where they've, you know, a couple of phrases are in reverse, you know, and they were kind of figuring out. Your brother did this fully in reverse the whole way, never ever before. I mean, this is a new one for me. So, you know, but he's a good communicator and excellent, you know, excellent at the end. He was having some trouble starting, you know, with his first enunciations, but afterwards, you know, on the second question, it was just completely there. So I really do think, you know, the William and the Lawrence are two names that fall into place with him. Either it is mm-hmm. him or in association with him. I still feel the heart thing real strong with him, and that something happened with him ill from that, but I got the alcohol connection tonight, which I didn't get before, you know, with him.
Right.
And
right.
But, I mean,
right.
You told me a little bit about the parents, but I really got the, you know, the bottle was a big thing with this guy. So I don't know. I mean, the question is, you know, when he's calling out your son's middle name and, you know, I mean,
yeah.
And, get help
because
to
Ernest
go.
Isn't a common middle name, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And it's just, I just don't know. I don't, there's more to the story. There's a lot more to this story.
Sure there is. There always
yeah.
is, isn't there?
Yeah. I was just sitting there stabbing myself in the foot, and they're yelped on the air here. I had a pin down there, and I stuck my foot on it, and I stuck a pin in my foot while I'm talking with you. And I'm like, I'm not going to be unprofessional, but I'm going to get this pin pulled out of my foot.
Over and beyond, John. You know, you don't have yeah. to injure yourself over it. You know.
Yeah, but anyway.
Self-acupuncture.
Ow! So anyway, that was fascinating. I really enjoyed that with that reading. I mean, that's just the neatest stuff, you know, that he would do that. Now, there's the possibility, I'm not going to, because I'm about 80% sure that he's crossed. If he isn't crossed, then we're dealing with some sort of form of like higher self, and we're communicating with him, and he's still in a situation that, you know, he may be in trouble. I'm just,
okay.
I've got some
I don't mean to interrupt
this.
You, but you say that, and I've got another wave of confirmation chills. I'm wondering, and this is just, you know, a speculation, but maybe you can pick up on it. If he had the gifts, okay, and was very close to working with spirit like I am, but didn't get taught how to or acknowledged how, I'm just wondering if that added to it. And, you know, I was always told that I could reach out through spirit and get to him. Makes me wonder if he, you know, isn't reaching out too.
Well, guess what? The minute you said that, I went cold here. So I'm like sitting here going, my right arm is like completely going ice cold, and I'm getting waves of chills in front of me. You know, so
uh-huh.
I would say there's a good chance that he may still be with us, and yeah, that may be the case. But I'm
just wondering if
it's
he
a
is
really
confused
mixed up
enough.
Feeling.
And not, I mean, if not knowing, okay, and is confused enough and it's leading to, you know, more, you know, reaching for the bottle to numb the sensations because he doesn't know how to deal with it.
That could be it.
I'm not trying to cast aspersions or nothing. I'm trying to figure it out.
That's
do you
where
see
I'm
what
at.
I'm saying?
Mean, I really feel like there is a... The heart thing is very much a big component here. Whatever is going on, if he's already passed, then, you know, it's one thing. And this thing with talkie catches me, you know, that bothers me enough to think that he might have already crossed or just crossed. But, you know, he's a good communicator. if we're talking to his subconscious, if we're talking to him, you know, and we're getting help from the other side doing this, it'd be a first for me, you know, something like this. I mean, it's just your family has some exceptionally different skills.
We're going to take that all in the positive, Jeff.
I mean in that in a good way, too, but you're not the normal read for me, you know? I mean, it's not just a cut and dried, you know, oh, I had a knife on this side, I'm done with my life, and I want to talk to my loved ones. This one is full of intrigue, mystery, incredible gifts with all the family members, and then all these twists and turns. So I'm kind of left scratching my head because, again, you know, they're pushing me, my boundaries to be able to read this, you know, but I'm going to stick to my guns on it though. If I had to read it right, I would think he's cross. You know,
well, that's my first reaction after that. The only thing is, okay, I'm sitting here and I'm getting yelled at. See what you get with this. Lawrence, Kansas.
Is there a Kansas connection with your family?
Well, I didn't used to think so, but doing genealogy, I found out there is a sector of the family that left New York State that is in Kansas. And the matriarch and patriarch that left Rome, New York, and is in Kansas is... Regina is who Taki's named after. Taki is her nickname, but her real name that I found out is Thelma Regina.
What's what was the name of the city you gave me again? Lawrence, Kansas, right?
Lawrence, Kansas. Mm-hmm.
Is it in the east side of Kansas or west? Closer to west?
I don't know. I would have to look at a map to know.
Let me just pull it up here. Lawrence.
Okay, I got a new wave of chills.
I'll tell you why I'm getting this, because I'm getting here we go, maps. I'm just going to Google right now. And that's, let me pull that map out. That's a decent sized city. There's a reason I'm doing this, because I'm getting, it's closer to the west. Hang on. Okay, it's east, because I was getting Missouri. And guess what? It's East Kansas, and Missouri's off to the right of it, and I was getting Missouri. And I was going... What's with Missouri? And I have no clue why.
Missouri is just, you know, throw a stone up here in the top part of Oklahoma. I've gone up there to the reservation up there.
Yeah, I'm getting Missouri. There's something connected with Missouri with him. And I'm looking at Raytown and Lee's Summit and, you know, there's Leavenworth.
Right.
Sedalia. It's I-70 there, and there's an I-35. It all leads to Kansas City. There's something about Kansas City area, and maybe about 200 miles out, that would be my guess. That kind of, if I had a bullseye, that's where I'd pin it. But I'm definitely getting a Missouri connection, and I put my money on Missouri. Yeah. I mean, I was sitting there, and I had it reversed. I was thinking Missouri was to the left of Kansas, and I was going, "Why?" It was just my brain just doing the transposition, but Missouri was there.
Yeah.
So I just have a strong sense of Missouri. You know, there's some trace of him there. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. So. Interesting stuff.
Yep, it sure is.
Well, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do with this?
I'm going to sleep on it. And I don't mean that, you know, in a nasty way or anything, or a smart aleck, but there's lots of times, you know, dream time gives you answers.
Well, I think he opened a few doors here. He's a good communicator. I mean, that stuff that came through was, it had a lot of interesting specifics. So, yeah, try that. I would go with that and take your time. But see if your son will help you out with some of this. Maybe give you some inside angles and, you know, he may have a different perspective that might open a few doors. Whatever this is
that
your
he
son
wants.
Gifted?
Mm-hmm.
Is your son gifted?
All three of my sons are gifted. They all have they all can see, but they see in different ways.
Okay. That may be what's going on. Is he may be able to tap into this in a way that neither of us, that, you know, you and me can do. So he's close enough in the family situation that there may be some, maybe he knows something already. I don't know. So, yeah, take this for what it's worth and just go forward. Wow. Okay,
so,
my friend.
So, you know, I thank you, and I didn't mean to be flip when I said I'm going to sleep on it, but there's, you know, I've learned to go to dream time.
Oh, no, no, no.
You know?
Don't fall to us. Hell, you know, that's what I do. I would do the same exact thing. Absolutely. It's a very valid technique. You know, we leave our bodies at night, you know, to go off and chat with the other side and all that. It's just tough when we come back in, you know, we gotta deal with our, you know, our lives on this side of things. And we plug back in, lose all track of everything that we knew from there. I'm sure when you get over there, yeah, you see them, you know, when you get here, it's like, eh. And so when you do dream, and you, if you get the ability to bring some of that back, hey, I'll go for it. Because it may illuminate some more.
It may. It
yeah.
You know, it's just one of those, yeah.
Well, I hope
wow.
It helped. I just hope it helped.
Sure it does.
Okay.
It all helps.
Well,
so
I'm glad
you
called it. You're welcome. I
almost promised myself that I wouldn't, and then I had like three people say, "You better call in."
Well, I know I only got a couple in, and we talked an awful lot about all kinds of weird and fantastic stuff here tonight. But you know, it was just this was interesting stuff. Nancy's going, "There was sure a bunch of information got by John tonight."
Definitely.
I got a lot of stuff there, Susan.
You sure got
yeah.
a lot of stuff for all the other people. It got stuff from you.
Well, it was weird. Well, you know, no, I'm a messenger. You know, mediumship is about just being, I signed on to do the job, you know. It can be the most frustrating thing in the world. Often it's the most rewarding job in the world, but you never know what's going to happen. It could be, you could be left high and dry if had that happen. You know, nobody's come through. Other times, though, you just are, you know, pulling out your brain, just trying to figure out what are they telling me and what do these
yeah.
symbols mean. And tonight, this was challenging because, again, it's a very complex read.
Everything
yeah.
was backwards. Even what
yeah.
we first thought, everything was backwards.
Yeah. And that
not
in itself
only the
may
speech,
be a part of it.
But when we'd go to think about where is it, it's like you even said in your mind's eye, the town and the placement and the state and the placement was backwards from what it really was.
Yeah, I really think whatever went on with him, if you think about it, I mean, he stepped backwards from the family. I mean, he ran off. And so, you know, and if he left no trace, you know, you're going to have a hell of a time with this. I mean, I could just say that. I mean, you've got a hell of a journey ahead of you with this. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but there's going to be, I would predict you're going to find some things, but if I had to put a time limit on it, it's going to be 3 to 5 years before you really get a firm grasp of even some basic information. So, yeah, but you know, what I would say is keep doing this and we could keep working it. I mean, I'll be glad to keep reading you with this and see what we can come up with.
Well,
I'll talk
sure.
to my guide,
I mean,
see what
it's
I can
all
get.
Good because the more you do, the more you learn, the faster you can, like if something repeats, like in a, you know, some sort of way, like you get somebody else that just talks backwards and stuff, then you'll know, wait, hold, it's right here, you know, and you'll go faster. You know what I'm just saying? It's just more pieces to the puzzles, to the learning.
Were you, this is strange.
Go ahead,
were you talking?
Ask. Pardon me?
When you were younger, did you have severe injuries on the right arm and legs?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That came out of the blue. What happened? I mean, they showed me this.
if they showed you the huge cut on my leg, I fell in the local dump. It was a brand new ravine, a new area where they were using for a local dump.
Yeah.
And I was helping Dad. You know, you'd go twice a year, take all your squashed cans and your glass bottles and stuff down. And I fell, and I went right over the ravine and cut my leg on a broken mason jar. Mm. And it nicked my artery. And Dad had to do an awful lot of work to get me up, because, I mean, I'm talking way rural, okay? And he packed my leg. He tied it really, really tight, and then he drove that car just as fast as he could to the 17 miles the back way, which was the closest, the fastest way to go, to the hospital. And then, in fact, I still have some of the glass in my leg because they couldn't get it all out.
What about the arm? Were you injured in the arm? I mean,
yeah.
Was there... Because I had pain in the legs and the arm.
Yeah, I have lots of pain in my legs and in my one arm, but it's mostly my legs that hurt. But my right arm has a lot of burns on it.
Wow. Okay, so, that was just I think that was shown to me just to let you know that, hey, we were right on the mark tonight, and they were just letting me know, hey, tell her this so that, yes, all of this is the real deal. Everything we're doing is right on the money.
It was a connection that we hadn't talked about, and it was when I was young, yeah.
Yes, got a little more. this just goes on and on.
got him started.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of cold sensations here. I mean, it's like all over my right side. And what is this? What are you trying to do? They're talking about your guides. Just tell me this much. You know who your guides are, correct?
Yes.
You walk between two worlds.
Yes,
because
I do.
I got a male guide, and I think it's an Indian male.
Yes.
I also have a female guide, and she's a white woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have several, but I'm just saying,
These are like the two primary ones. These are the two that are doing the most work with you right now, and have been around a while. But these are the two that, she's with you more than he is, but he's kind of the source of strength kind of thing going on. And she's got your, boy, they're really working me here. She's got your soul's highest interest in is her interest. She's working with you to make sure that you get through all this. You've had more challenges than most coming through this. And you've even had more challenges in your mediumship, getting to the point where you have trust in your mediumship and your spiritual abilities. And you've had more, you haven't had this yet. They're saying you're going to go through more, but that you've developed the wisdom and the skills to handle it. You just got to keep being open to it. And you're absolutely on the right path, so everything you're doing is correct. They're saying, too, that you have a lot of love in your heart and that you're supposed to be doing readings for other people. They want you doing more. There's something with your hands. Are you touching people doing like healing work or things like that?
Well, I think that's what they want me to do.
Okay,
want me to channel. I think they want me to channel, and I'm terrified to channel.
No, absolutely. I'm going to paraphrase everything that I'm getting because the link is very strong right now, okay? That's why I'm talking faster.
Write it down if you want to, and then just email me later or something.
No. I got to go. Once this is going, I'm going. They're saying that you have no worries with the channeling as long as you have some experienced help with you to monitor you, to make sure that you're good, to make sure that you are talking about. They want you to continue. Are you meditating at this time?
Yes. Not as much as I should, but I do.
When you go to do this work, you must meditate, especially with the channeling. Make sure that you're in the right place. You've got you've done the purification. Do everything you can. Sage the place, whatever it is, and then have some experienced people around you to help you, and to record what you're saying because you're not going to remember everything that you said. And then that's going to be some of it will be coming through that are messages meant for you, but will be heard by others, which will help others. But then what will happen is that's going to be played back to you. And you're going to get a lot out of that, and it will promote your growth. The other thing is that they're saying that the healing aspect is going to be something that's much more prevalent in the coming year or two. And they want you, it's laying on of hands. You're going to be actually, and you'll be diagnosed in an energetic body. That's part of your purpose here. All of the other things that you're doing is normal stuff for a medium going through, but you have a course that you're heading towards. You're multiple gifted, so you can take it any way you want, but you're kind of the life pattern is this whole healing deal coupled with the mediumship. And there's this is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Is there an aircraft connection with you?
Just Dad being in the Army Air Force.
Okay. Are you around people who fly?
Well, I took their test in high school, and they made all of us take the, Air Force test. That I got like a 92 in mechanics, and they were like real upset that I wouldn't join.
Okay. Well, let me put it this way. You've got. Is there like is there aircraft people around you in this time? People who do work with or maintain aircraft or around aircraft?
No, not well. Dad was, but I mean he's crossed over, so I don't know anybody else.
Well, let me put it this way. I think this is future thing then, because what this show means is that you're blessing aircraft. And you're blessing, and not only aircraft, they were showing me you blessing cars. And you were, so this like little thing of you, you're able to, basically, not only are you going to be doing all this work with spirit the way you're doing, and mind lamp just turned purple at this, but you're actually going to bless people's travels.
Well, I tell people to travel safe all the time, but, if it takes, cracking a soda bottle over a fuselage, okay.
No. You could just throw water on it. I mean, you could do what you got to do. You'll work your own way out. But they show me that you are doing spiritual protection for traveler type, things with airplanes and this. And I'm going, what's the airplane connection about? And then they show me a car. And then I'm like thinking, what, all kinds of travel? So that's, whatever that is. I hope I'm reading that right, but I'm getting the feeling that you're really going to develop your skills a lot more than you think. Okay, so they're kind of pulling it back a bit. That's about it. That's all I got. They left it on a humorous note, and it's still way uber cold on me right now. I'm getting ice colds on my right arm, just ice cold.
Mm-hmm.
So what a bunch you've got. I mean, these guys are a hoot. Let me tell you.
Well,
the male.
In my world,
Yeah, the Indian man, he's just, if I had to read him, I'd say protective, you know, and he's gone now, but mm-hmm. yeah, I
he's
just got the feeling.
He's very protective. He's the one that actually started me on this and even told me that I had a guide. And, I mean, I was to the point of I was going to sign my kids over to my best friend and go in a rubber room for a while.
Well, glad
and
you did.
And he literally said to me, no, 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 go to your box, look me up, I'm real. And he told me who he used to be. You know, I found pictures, and I said, that's you? And he says, yeah. He started it out with the phrase, I did not kill that man. And I instantly spouted out, oh, I know you didn't. I knew every, you know, from every soul, you know, cell in my being that he didn't. And then he said, sit at your box, go find me.
Was
and that's
he,
how I proved.
Was he like a, was he high up in the tribal hierarchy? I mean, high
yes.
ranking?
Yes, he
okay.
was. Yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, I was thinking, okay, you know, not everybody can be a chief, but this guy was, I don't think he was a chief. Was he was he a spirit man or something like that?
I'll pipe into you who it was, and I'll you know I just because not everybody understands, but yeah, he was a leader.
Okay, then yeah, cause, so he wasn't the chief of the tribe though.
He was considered one of the chiefs, maybe not the chief.
Okay,
I mean,
that's
I don't
kinda,
know how their rankings
it
go.
Would be, if I had to make a statement, it would be like, you know, if you had the president and then you have the joint chiefs, he'd be one of the joint chiefs of staff.
Yeah,
kind of
okay.
At that level of the hierarchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of, because he's not the ultimate leader, but he's like in that top brass. He's like sitting in the council kind of stuff, you know. Rain in the, okay.
That
oh
was his
God.
Name. You can look that name up.
Wow. I'm getting real chills now. So this guy's high up there. So he, yeah. Holy crap. Yeah. Do I have permission to say it or?
If yeah, you can. It's just you know.
I'll just say his name.
Like,
I'll just say his name that he was. He was rain in the face, and he hung out with some pretty interesting people in the Sioux tribe. Let's just say that.
Yep.
And we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I
and see, I knew nothing of native, you know, how any of the native stuff went at all. And I'm not trying to like, you know, just fluff it over or anything. That's not what I mean. But he literally said in my head, "Now go look in your box." Go do this, and I click, and he pull, and I finally saw this picture that I'd seen in my mind's eye, and I says, "Oh no, that really can't." He says, "Yep, that's it." And then he said, "You know, I did not shoot him," and I knew he had not killed Custer. There's a lot more to that story, and there's more than one Custer.
He was involved with Custer, the historical Custer,
yep.
who died.
They are the ones that. The Calvary had at first said that they blamed him for killing Custer, for George Custer.
Wow.
Okay. But wow. I know from what he showed me that it wasn't so. And I knew that from every cell in my body. And I think in recent years they have said that they know now that it wasn't him.
You know, it's funny. I've got a connection to this myself, which is interesting that I just found this out. Let me just pull this guy up. And because I got to get his name, I'm just going to search for this. I am a direct descendant. Actually, he's a relative of mine. Major Marcus Reno was at
okay.
the battle, and he survived it.
I was almost going to say that there was Reno there.
Yeah, and he survived
it. He knew Rain in the Face.
Yeah. So you and I have a connection.
He knew Rain in the Face. Yeah.
And Reno got, he actually fought his way out of it. and was and when he got back, the U.S. Army and pretty much the whole nation turned on this poor guy because he got out with it by the skin of his teeth, and I think he was the only person that did live through it from the of the whites that fought in it. And,
yeah, Renault got a bad deal. There was also George Custer's brother.
Yeah,
actually had to do with you know how they said, well, how could Custer do what he did? Well, there was an offshoot. His brother actually was very maniacal and wanted the acclaim that George got. And if you look that up in the history, you'll find out.
Yeah, I mean, I just found this information out in the last month, and I couldn't believe it. My mother started telling me about it, and she's showing me a lot of stuff I didn't know about the family. And I'm going, Reno, the guy that survived, he's our relative? And I'm like, oh, my God. And then it turned out he died, I think, an alcoholic. He had done everything possible to support and try to get to Custer's aid, but he couldn't because they were pinned down. And
right.
So,
but they were blocked
because
of Custer's brother with a renegade bunch. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
And I think I could be mistaken, but I think if you look up the writings of Charles Eastman, he met with Rain in the Face and got more documentation before he passed.
Wow! So Reno knew Rain in the Face.
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God. You and I have this connection. No wonder. Whoa. I'm just stunned. I mean, I'm just scratching my head. I mean, and here's the mind lamp. This turns a perfect shade of blue and purple. High spirit. I mean, are you blown away? I am.
Yeah. Because nobody in a million years would have told me, oh, well, you and John are connected through this thing from the thing, from the thing, from the thing, from the thing, and all you got to do is talk about it, you know?
Holy crap.
Now,
I'm just stunned.
How would we come up with that?
I don't know. I'm going to actually go look up more on this now that I've, you know, because this is the second time this has come up in a month. And then there was like a, actually, the reason I learned in the last month, when I took my mom in for her operation, she was going and getting her operation, and just before she went in, the doctor's office had this DVD. They were playing the history of the Battle of Little Bighorn and Custer's Last Stand and everything that went on. And they talked about Reno, and mom started telling me, oh yeah, that was that's one of our relatives. I'm going, say what? And then she starts telling me the story, and then she has to go in to get operated on, and then I ask her a few more questions on the way home, and that's kind of where it got left. And now I'm like going, what the? And now you come along with this, and oh, geez, good Lord.
Well, Spirit's going to put whoever we need to have to get the connection across. You
I'm
and
absolutely,
I both know that.
I'm like completely turning ice cold over here.
Uh-huh.
So here's to Rain in the Face. Hi, Guy. Nice to meet you. And to my relative who got a kind of a bum rap in the whole deal.
So did Rain in the Face. I mean,
yeah, and Rain
died,
in the Face.
And everybody thought he was awful. And he kept saying, I didn't do it. But, you know, who was going to believe an Indian in that time frame? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I get a very honorable man out of him. That's the sense I have
of
him.
He was wonderful. And I can just say that from what I know of him from meeting him this lifetime. He's told me other things. And but anyway, David, and I told you that was my great-great-grandfather. He actually worked for the railroad and the mine up in Lakota County. So.
Wow. This is just, I'm still just stunned. I'm going to go away now and just, I got to talk to my mother. She's asleep now, but I'm going to, tomorrow morning's going to be interesting around the Almada household, let me tell you what. No wonder you and I have this thing going on. There's a good energy there. We're going to have to talk off air.
Okay.
You know, you know, in the next couple of days. I'm going to try to find out more about this. But you and I have another link here, and I'm just I'm very glad. I'm glad we talked about this and we ran over a bit because I'm just surrounded in spirit right now. Wow. Okay, hon. Well, hey, I'm not going to keep you up way late.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. Just have a good night, and I hope that your brother comes through.
I got a funny feeling if spirit has their way, we're going to have many a powwow.
Okay, see. I think so too. I'm just tripping over my tongue right now. I'm just blown away. So, but thank you, hon. Appreciate you dialed in.
You too. Okay. Talk to you later. Good night.
Talk with you later.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
That's
fantastic.
I mean, my relative who got pinned down in battle knew Rain in the Face, who, you know, was getting blamed for stuff. And these two guys are the two guys that were kind of got the short end of the stick after the whole damn thing went down. And then we're talking, and we just happen across this connection. Jeez. Okay. It's been
That's
a weird
fantastic.
Night.
Yeah,
I think it's,
it has.
It is. It's amazing. I'm just left speechless because I mean I was already blown away enough. I mean I found like the connections I find you know are interesting. I mean like just before Dad got sick in 06, we were watching the D-Day celebrations for the 60th anniversary I think of D-Day, and Dad looks at me and says, "Oh yeah, your grandfather was there," and I'm going, "Say what?" And he goes, "Grandpa Mata was there. He was at D-Day," and I'm going, "What do you mean? Did he land on the beach?" And he went, "No, he was a surgeon on one of the ships." And they were under Nazi attack, and even though it was a clearly marked hospital ship, the Nazis didn't care what they shot at, and they shot the crap out of this ship. And so he got all these commendations, and so I'm trying to find his unit information, because he was the chief surgeon on the Elkin Highway, and then he got actually transferred from the Army into the Navy. I think he was a major in the Army, and he became a captain in the Navy. And they moved him over there, and then he was doing the surgeries as they were coming, bringing him back off the beach, all shot up. And he said he saw more dead people and did more surgeries than he ever did in any other time of his life in a concentrated period. He was stitching guys together and just doing everything they could to save these poor guys that got shot up. But he was under direct fire from the Nazis. And I find this out in a casual thing with my dad. Oh, yeah, your grandfather was there. Did you know that? What? What do you mean he was there? You know, so, I mean, this is just on the same level, you know, to find out this amazing historical connection that we have, you know, with somebody who just I've never met, you know. I mean, don't you find that completely whack?
No, but I'll tell you one thing. I have my ears are really bothering me. My ears, when there's a lot of spirit around, my ears get, it's almost like a high-pitched tone, but it's not, it's like it's ultrasonic. It's like dogs can hear it, but I don't hear it, I feel it. And I've been getting, my ears are just going nuts. So I don't think what you experienced tonight was nuts at all. I don't have a connection, and look, I got all this going on.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying is they just go out of their way to show us that, you know, what they can really do when they really want to show off, and they just did. So thank you to the other side, as always. You have my profound respect, guys, because you're the best. So. Wait till Mom hears about this one in the morning, huh?
Yeah, I know.
She's going to like this. Rain in the Face.
And make the coffee for her.
Yeah, I will. I'll be going, guess who we heard from? Major Reno had a little something to say to you. My mom. So anyway, but hey, you know what? Thanks for dialing in and doing this, even though we were 24 hours off the normal schedule. So I appreciate you always, my dear.
Oh, you take care. And thanks for everybody for showing up. It was fun.
Okay. Thank you to all. And, we'll be on next Friday night. I don't remember what my show is. Let me pull the logs over here. What show am I going to be doing? I'm trying to get better about this. I'm on right now. And where is the next shows? Oh, I got all my old shows here. God darn it, don't they have the next ones coming up? I know what I'll do. I'll just go to schedule episode. I think it's always okay, here we go. I'll be on next on the 9th. I'll just have Mom back from having been operated on that night. I think I'm going to have to move that because she'll have been operated on that day.
Yep.
So everybody, I'm going to move the show right now to the 10th of November.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good we're doing this on air now. I can, like, nobody's surprised. I'm doing it right here. It's like I'd have it to get into. So I'm updating that to the 10th at 9:30 on Saturday. That'll be a pure mediumship show. Then on the 11th, I'm going to have Tim Zuhl on, and that'll be at 8 o'clock on Sunday Pacific. Then we have on November 16th, it'll be Psychic Games Night. No mediumship. We're going to play psychic games, and I'll have a whole bunch of things in the hat for all of you guys to participate in. The 18th, I have Scott Weiss from GASP will be on. And then I've got on the 23rd, we're going to have our Thanksgiving show. The 25th, on Sunday, I'll have a family ghost show. We're going to talk about I'm going to talk a little bit about my family ghosts, and then I'm going to invite people to call in. The 30th, I'm going to have a winter's night of readings. We're going to get close to the fireside and see who comes through. And then on December 2nd, I've got open mic night. So we're going to do that. So it'll be just kind of, anything and everything goes. Readings, EVPs, you name it. We'll pull it all out of the hat and have a great time. So anyway, that was kind of nice to do. So anyway, thank you, everybody. And we will be on. So I'm gonna go ahead and play the closing music and send everybody off. And hopefully with a smile on your face and still blown away by everything that happened tonight. And I think I'll honor my grandfather in the FBI. He was a founding agent by playing his song as I usually play in the start of the show. We'll end it with the same thing. So here we go. And we'll see you guys later. Bye now.
Good night.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com.